Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, and today, and then this week and last week, we are here with Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Guys, you are amazing. Thank you. Wow. What a great...
And Canada too. KCBC in Canada.
KCBC Canada is watching us right now. There they are.
Yes, so glad to have you on board with us today. I can feel the love all the way from Canada to Fort Worth.
Well, this has been such a great time being at KCBC, and they are just, they're pulling it out of us. I so appreciate KCBC, in a sense, is the new kid on the block. It's 6 years old now, but it's fairly new compared to everything else in the 57 years. And what a welcome group of people it is to have you on the campus. I can feel your presence. I can feel your excitement.
I can feel
your enthusiasm. And it jumps over on all of us here, and it keeps us on our toes.
And we miss you when you're gone.
Yeah. Stay this summer, would you?
and come back and bring friends.
There you go.
How many of you want to find other people to come? And you would recommend KCBC? I see your hands. Yeah, let me see. So the cameras can see your hands. There you go. Okay. Very good. So there you have it, folks. The testimony of those who have experienced firsthand Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And so you can go to kcbiblecollege.org and get information how you can be a student, how you can support students. You know, we're always open to more increase in finances coming in. We got more things we want to do, Ooh. More people we want to reach.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a part of that and partner with KCM here, or Kenneth Copeland Bible College, well, there's a way to do it. Be led, brother. And let the Lord talk to you, because just like these other, you know, colleges that are out there right now that are taking literally billions of dollars from people who want to undo the minds of our young people and our professionals, people that have ongoing education. But Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here. Before you go to college, or maybe in between that college and master's degree or doctorate degree. In fact, we have a lot of professionals that have already had worked in the professional world and have decided to come to KC Bible College. And I see the hands of those that was you, and that's made a change. Look how many that have come. No regrets?
No regrets
in that. And so it makes you better of whatever you thought you had before, because it puts things in perspective with the Word of God. And you'll find some things that you thought were actually true and accurate, not so much. And it's been colored and watered down. And you can come to KC Bible College, and it will enhance your ability to learn. But then it's not all about college. You know, there are things that are going into full-time ministry and family and just so many things to come and set 2 years aside to be trained up in the Lord. Billy Graham once said, if I had only 3 years to minister, I'd spend the first 2 years training. And look what he did. Amen.
Well, speaking about training,
yes,
we're talking about core values. The core values not only of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, but the core values of our lives. And these core values help us to be founded, rooted, grounded, established in the Word of God, so that they're there all the time. And that's why we've taken this time, and this is the first time, Terry, you've taught it at various points. I've taught some of them at various points in time, but this is the first time that we've ever taken this kind of time to teach all of them one time, and to have a resource available for folks to be able to...
The core values journal. KCM.org/core. And you can get that, and it's free. And it's our giveaway to you this week, and it'll have the outlines, as well as place for you to write other notes, because we also have at KCM.org/core the other resources where you can further your education, renewing your mind, and getting these core values into your life so that they really are in your core and you place a high value on them. You can't call them a core value if you don't value them enough to both invest in time, invest in money, and invest in effort to integrate them into your life.
So let's go through our core values again. Say this after me. We put the Word of God first place.
We put the Word of God first place.
We live by faith.
We live by faith.
We walk in love.
We walk in love.
We are led by the Spirit.
We are led by the Spirit.
We pray about everything.
We pray about everything.
We protect the anointing.
We protect the anointing.
We honor God.
We honor God.
Now, we've been talking about being led by the Holy Spirit. We've taken some good amount of time to be able to do that. And now it's time to discover the dynamics of Spirit-led prayer. And I believe that Pastor Terry is well qualified to talk to you this morning about Spirit-led prayer.
I appreciate that about you. I appreciate that you're not a microphone grabber, and that we try to work together that way, that, like you told the students, you recognize where the anointing is on different topics, and I like it.
Well, I've learned to keep my mouth shut when I'm around somebody smarter than I am, so. Especially on a topic like this.
Well, it's good. That's a good lesson for all of us, you know. If you look sharp and keep your mouth closed, nobody will know when you're stupid.
I'm going to put that on a pillow.
Stitch it on a pillow. Okay, so we've been talking about, why did we say led by the Spirit? That's a broad topic. Before we talk about prayer, because we want to learn to be led by the Holy Spirit in our praying. Let's look at that. So our core value, number 5, we pray about everything. And we really take that to heart around here. We have at EMIC, there's like 80-something prayer groups.
Yeah.
We pray at the beginning of every meeting that we have at KCM. We've got prayer groups, intercessory prayer group. We've got people on the phone that will take your prayer request. We are praying. We have people, that's what they do all day long. Just pray and speak the word and believe God over prayer requests that come in and the needs here at the ministry. We keep prayer at the forefront of everything we do. One time, Pastor George, years ago, he had all of us, he said, don't pass on a piece of paper in this ministry until you've prayed over it, write a P and circle it. So we called it Circle P Prayer. To see to it. And he trained us that way, that we're going to pray about everything.
That's right.
Why? Because prayer is the foundation for every Christian success. Every successful Christian endeavor has a foundation of prayer in it. Now, I thought the Word was the foundation. Well, if you want to pray successful kind of prayers, then you're going to have to pray prayers based on the Word of God. There's nothing in God that's suddenly a spinoff on its own over here. Okay, that we don't really need the Word. Don't be one of my prayer leaders and come try to lead a prayer group without the Word of God. Forget it. Don't teach prayer without the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We actually heard a lady say one time, she got up to teach on prayer, said, well, do you want your Bible? She said, no, I don't need that thing. Oh, well, I don't need anything you have to say.
Yeah.
Not one thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to know one thing you have to say.
That's right.
Okay? Because it didn't come out of a place of authority. And the Word of God is the authority on prayer and the Holy Spirit. So by the Word, we learn to recognize the Holy Spirit and His leading. And with those two things together, we learn about prayer. So prayer is the means by which we have contact with God. Thus, prayer is the means by which we have success. Jeannie Wilkerson said this, prayerlessness is a guarantee of failure. At some point, now you may think that you are successful, but in the eyes of God, you can be a complete failure in all compared to what He had for you to do through you, what He asked you to do. You may become really shocked someday. Why? Because you didn't engage Him. And pastors that don't pray, that's wrong. That's wrong. I've taught pastors before, tried to lead pastor groups in prayer, and they were good at it for about 3 minutes. You know, and then they just fade away. No. But if your prayer life is dry and dull, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
right.
The indication that you're either not founded in the Word or you're not being led by the Spirit, because there's nothing dull about prayer, because it's a contact with the Almighty God.
That's right. John Wesley said this, it seems God is limited by our prayer life, that He can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks Him. So there's a back and forth in our prayer life. There's a working together. We are working together with the Lord. When I'm praying in the Spirit, on Saturdays and early on Sunday mornings. I am working with the Lord. I am pressing into Him to hear, what do you want to do in this service this morning? What thing, Holy Spirit, you are free to do whatever you want to do. Praying in the Holy Ghost, working with Him and seeing Him. You said something yesterday. You said it by mistake, but it really bears true. The Holy Spirit showing out.
Yeah,
we want
true.
The Holy Spirit to show out.
Not only show up, but to show out.
So that's there's right. a legal reason for it, and that is Genesis 1, 26 through 28. God said, let us make mankind, not just Adam, in our image. Let them have complete authority to subdue and have dominion. God is in control of some things because He established it that way from the beginning. But dominion over the earth and the operations of the world were given to men. They were given to us. That's one of the reasons why in this fast, we are praying over America. We are praying over the nations. We're praying over Israel. We're praying over our own jurisdiction right here because there is great power in the prayer that we pray and things change. You know, it's one thing to gripe and complain and be so bothered by what's going on that that's all you talk about in what's happening on the news. But we're different. We operate differently. We have dominion. We have authority. And America has turned back to God. There's already an awakening that's begun, and it's going to get greater and greater and greater in the name of Jesus. What is that dominion? Terry, that dominion, spiritual, supreme authority. Supreme authority and the power of governing and controlling, the right of possession and use without being accountable. By design, Adam was in charge. By design, God was there supplying every need. He is the provider of everything good that we need. However, Adam sold out to Satan, and Satan became the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. But as long as Adam's lease exists, God now has to be invited back in. And thankfully, through the plan of redemption, it went into effect and it put mankind back in full fellowship with the Father. And we're back.
So the bottom line in all of this is that it's God and sons. God and sons. That's the way God wanted it. That was his desire. That was his plan, is to have God and his sons operating and working the world,
right,
and all of everything about it, not just the naming the animals kinds of things, but the way the world works and it functions and its systems and developing it, its financial systems. But the world is developed on its own way and its own thoughts, with some influence by God as he's been allowed to, but through prayer, because of our being on the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, lifted in heavenly places with Him, by prayer, we can operate and function on a higher level that supersedes the world's operation.
Yes.
And by that, it gives God opportunity. He can redirect and reorchestrate and move things around, because the laws of the Spirit operate. They function on a higher order, a higher plane than just natural things. So we have the Word of God, which is Himself, but we also have access to Him by grace through faith. And all of these things happen and work for us in prayer. Now think about this. Love is the atmosphere. So you have the Word. Now remember these things we've talked about with Word. We have grace, but that's by faith. These are all core values. Put the Word first, live by faith, walk in love. What does love have to do with it? Well, you're not going to operate in spiritual things apart from love. You're not going to be able to talk God into changing His way.
Right.
You know, somebody said, God's on our side. God's always just on His side. It's up to you to get on His side. Yes. If you'll get on His side, yep, then by default, yep, He's on your side. Yes. Yes. Now, He's always for you. And in being for you, He'll always be trying to get you on His side. But He's not going to jump sides for you. That works by love. So when we are loving God, loving people, walking in love, and the Holy Spirit will show us how, then when we pray, then we have Him cooperating with us as we cooperate with Him. We have the Spirit who will teach us and guide us into all these things in prayer. He'll reveal to us. He'll enlighten us. I just think that prayer is the most wonderful journey. You know, the journey in prayer is often worth more than the destination. Getting there, the joy of getting there. Road trip. You know, I love that learning about how to follow him in prayer, learning how to follow the unction, right. Learning how to let him give you the word on something, let him bring a scripture to you, let him prompt you with something, following him by and praying in other tongues. No, and the times where he just says, pray and pray now. Oh, I love that. Glory to God. Responding to that and watching him move in that place of prayer. You were created in his image and likeness so that there would be no hindrance in coming to the throne. There'd be no hindrance in working with him. No hindrance. It's just when we pay more attention to the things of the flesh, you have to discipline your flesh. It's going to argue with you.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me that your flesh never wants to be still. It wants to be busy, 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 busy. Well, let me reverse that. The flesh always just wants to sit down and be lazy. Okay? It wants to sit down and be lazy until you start to pray and get quiet. You want to pray and get quiet. Your flesh then wants to be busy, 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 busy. It always wants, because it doesn't get it. Well, it's not supposed to get it. You discipline your flesh. You teach it. This is prayer time. You sit down. You be quiet. Clark Taylor said this. Wonderful preacher in Australia. He said, drop down into Jesus. Just drop down into Jesus and let prayer, the best prayer, the highest prayers come from those that are prayed out of your spirit.
You know, we've learned, Terry, especially from you, there's a difference between praying right and praying wrong. And the things that you've done in bringing to the body of Christ, how to walk out in spirit-led prayer, teaching us how to pray right. There is a wrong way to do it. It says in 1 John 4, 2 and 3, you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive because you ask amiss.
Receive not because you...
Let me try that again.
Okay.
You have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss.
Very good.
Did
very
I get
good.
That right?
You got that right.
Okay.
That's a really important part. We don't receive because we didn't ask right. Well, if you can ask right, you can ask wrong. If you can ask wrong, then you can ask right. And it's not anybody's guess. Okay, God doesn't do us that way. That is not his will. He doesn't require something from us and not equip us with the information, the ability, the design, the power, everything necessary to do what he expects of us. So there are all kinds of prayer, all kinds of prayer. There's a prayer of faith, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of intercession, prayer of consecration and dedication, prayer of worship, all kinds of prayer. And each kinds of those prayer, they operate with different kinds of rules. Why? Because there's power in prayer.
Yes.
There's power in prayer, and prayer has to be regulated.
Yeah.
Power has to be regulated. Yeah. Just like in the natural world, electricity has to be regulated. Sometimes we pray we say prayer has power, but then we act like it doesn't. So we understand it has to be, I'm going to say, managed, like you manage electricity. There are things you do and don't do where prayer is concerned. So, for example, the prayer of consecration, Lord, if it be thy will, Jesus prayed that. Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, yours be done. Okay? But you don't pray that kind of prayer when you're speaking to the mountain. You don't pray that. That's not the prayer of faith. When you know the will of God, you pray the will of God, not if it be thy will. That's doubt. Right. That's doubt. When you don't know is when we say, Lord, want your will to be done. Show me your will. Show me your way.
Yeah.
Even that in itself is a prayer. There's a way to pray that by faith, led by the Holy Spirit. So this power in James 5 16 and 18, the Amplified says the earnest or the spirit-felt prayer of a righteous man makes power available.
Yes.
Dynamic power, dynamite stick power available. Elijah prayed and the heavens were shut up for 3 years and he wasn't even a born-again spirit-filled believer. But he stood on the word and was led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So prayer is so powerful. Think about all the things that came because of prayer. Your eternal destination was changed because of prayer. Okay? So the harvest of souls depends on prayer. Forgiveness depends on prayer. Wisdom depends on prayer. All kinds of things that depend on prayer. So we got to understand the real power that's behind it. We have to learn about it. What does that mean? We need core value number one. We need the Word of God. We need core value number two. We need faith. We need core value number three to walk in love. We need core value number four and to know how to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
We need core value number five. We need to know how to be and pray in the Spirit. Okay, and follow Him, being led by Him, and then understanding this in prayer and being led by the Spirit as we pray in the Spirit.
Yeah, it's so important where ministers are concerned. There are ministries and ministers, as Pastor Terry said, who have a prayerless life. And that's dangerous because that's where our help comes from. That's where our help for others comes from as we go before Him and spend that time in prayer. I read about Smith Wigglesworth, great, great minister of the gospel. Passed away in 1947 and just had miracles in his meetings.
Raised the dead four times, I think, documented, but there were other times that there wasn't documentation.
He talked about before he would go into a meeting, he'd pray in tongues for 1 hour. He said, you pray in tongues for 1 hour and edify yourself, and then you go out there and you edify the people. You be used by God. So without prayer, there is no foundation. There's nothing for you to stand on. You're flying without a net. I mean, you've got to have that. And I'll give you a quote. This just came to me. This is E.M. Bounds that gave this tremendous quote about Jesus' ministry. Listen to this. In Jesus' ministry, the day working made the night praying a necessity. But the night praying made the day working a success. I have held to that over all of these years, that it is so necessary for us to be able to have that and for us to be able to learn about prayer and the nuances and the rules and what it means to do that.
But you don't want to get heady about prayer, so you study and learn about prayer. The disciples did teach Jesus. They said, teach us to pray. Notice that they didn't say teach us to preach. They weren't preachers when He brought them on board. They didn't say teach us to preach. Didn't say teach us to teach. Teach us how to do miracles. No, they said teach us to pray. And so what did Jesus do? He said, pray like this. So we find lessons on prayer that He gave and lessons throughout the Word. But He demonstrated prayer. Brother Hagin put it this way, and I love this. Some things about prayer are taught. Some things about prayer are better caught than taught.
Yes.
That's praying with other people who know how to pray.
Yes.
As well as praying yourself and letting the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. That's why going back through those prayer, those core values means so much to us. Amen. So you can go to kcm.org/core, kcm.org/core, and that's where you'll find the resources where you can learn more, not only about the other core values, but also about prayer. Learn more about the kinds of prayer and the way you can pray successfully. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org. There is so much more to being a believer than just going to heaven. What if you could live a life of intention, fulfill your God-given destiny, and see God's kingdom established here on earth? You can with Our Core Values, a book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Learn the seven core values that become the blueprint for the abundant life Jesus has for you. Your core beliefs are like a compass that guide every decision you make and create the culture of your life. That's why, as a ministry, KCM bases everything on these specific Bible-based core values. In fact, they're for every believer to live a life of victory. When you're rooted in values such as living by faith and walking in love, you aren't rocked by the chaos of the world. As you study the Bible, use this book and the special journal pages to take you deeper. Put God's Word first place and be a light in the darkness. Become a part of changing the culture around you through our core values. Request your copy of Our Core Values, the free book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries, also available as a digital download. Go to kcm.org/core or call 800-600-7395. You can also scan the QR code. Core values are the values that guide your life and help you stay the course and hold steady in the storms of life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You may have just stumbled across this broadcast as you were going through the stations. But I'll tell you what, it is important for you to know that there's one decision in your life, and you've never made it, now's the time to do it. Now is the time. And that is to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Terry, you were just talking about that a moment ago, about people who think they're saved.
Maybe they went to church as a kid, or maybe they've watched the broadcast before and made an assumption. But salvation doesn't come from an assumption. It comes from a decision.
Listen to this scripture. This is Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I want to lead you in that right now. Come on, those of you that are watching us at this moment and you've never done this before, this is your time. Put your hand over your heart like this, and everybody do the same. All of us here at KCBC are with you in this. And say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
Thank you for your life.
Thank you for your life.
Thank you for this new life.
Thank you for this new life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Created in Christ Jesus.
To do good things for the kingdom.
To do good things for the kingdom.
Fill me now.
Fill me now.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
And I will pray in another tongue.
And I will pray in other tongues.
I receive all of this.
I receive all of this.
By faith.
By faith.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now let's just thank God for this. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that, Lord. We thank you.
Praise God.
You know, there's hardly enough time here to really spend the quality time with you we'd like to. But if you will just go to kcm.org/core, there's more information there that will help you.
We have the book.
Tell them, George.
We've got this book written by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. He did it all for you, and it'll explain to you what just happened to you, and it's absolutely free.
Yes, that's right. We want you to be blessed that way so that you can know you're walking with God, filled with the Holy Spirit. And then while you're walking with God, just let your thoughts wander around one time and just stop and think, oh, God loves me. And then right after that, you can think, we love you. And then after that, have this thought, Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.